Well, hello and welcome to Tales of the Whales. It might sound a bit funny today, but I've only just woken up, so I'm a bit gruff.
Well, yes, you are. I think it's more than just waking up that's made you a bit gruff.
Could be.
I think it's your chemo tablets.
I think you might be right. I'm not having a good time on the chemo at the moment. I have to be absolutely honest. And one of the side effects affects my tongue. It's my throat, the inside of my lips. It's really quite bizarre.
Sounds horrible.
It is. But if it's doing any good, you have to go with it, don't you, for a bit. But just in case you've got, oh, what the hell is this podcast all about? This is all about living with cancer. I've got it, and poor old Deanie here has to live with it.
Well, I just look after you.
Well, that's a worse thing, isn't it, really? And
not at all.
Do you not think so?
It's an honour.
Oh, golly, now I'm going to sip my coffee tea.
Yeah, I know. I just made you a lovely cup of cappuccino with my special coffee machine.
Yeah.
Ground the beans and everything. And then you went, oh, this is a nice cup of tea. Why do I bother?
No, it's very nice.
No, you can't help it if you can't taste.
Very nice.
I could have quite fun with that. I could just make you all sort.
Oh.
And just keep on giving you different things and you won't know what it is. I'll just tell you it's coffee and you'll believe
it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that shepherd's pie we had for tea last night was good.
The thing I think is a bit strange is that surely tea's never frothy.
No, I think it was probably my mind that was just a nice... I was thinking of that song, A Nice Cup of Tea.
Don't try and sing it, please.
No. No, I've had so many songs on my... I've got this...
Stop fiddling with it.
I can't help it.
Don't pick it.
Oh.
Make it worse.
Can you see that bit there?
Yes, I can.
It's got a bit of...
The annoying thing is that you've got these... When you bang yourself, even slightly, on your arms, you get quite bad damage.
Yeah.
Bruising, and now sort of the skin is getting very thin and flapping off.
But we flapping
can't,
off?
But we can't put a dressing on it because even that really sort of delicate dressing tape, micropore tape... rips your skin off and makes it even worse when you take it off. So it's just a catch 22.
Well, that's not the chemo, that's the blood thinners, isn't it?
Probably a combination of everything,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would suggest wearing long sleeves to protect your arms, but in this weather we've been having, you don't really want to be wearing long sleeves.
Well, I don't go out showing. I mean, they are quite repulsive, but...
It does look quite like you've been... It's worse than I've seen it before, actually, at the moment.
Mm.
You do look like you've been in quite a bad fight or someone's thrown a pot of red paint at you.
Don't encourage. But I'll be back on the TV tonight.
With long sleeves on.
With long sleeves on, yeah. It is, you know, you do get down. I have to be absolutely honest because I get embarrassed when people say, oh, you're very brave. Well, I'm not really. I mean, I have really down periods, don't I?
Yes, you do.
And... I'm seriously wondering whether it's worth keeping on the chemo.
You haven't taken them for the last two nights just because...
Well, I haven't taken them last night and I'm not going to have one tonight.
Well, that's basically what I said, isn't it?
No, you're pedantic with me. I must be pedantic with you.
Okay.
And that's a long word I know
and
I just
want to use it. You didn't take it last
night
and you're not going to take it tonight.
That's exactly
right. Because
you
can't bear the idea of it.
No, I can, but I'm going to work and... you know, I'd like perhaps not to have as bad effects over the weekend, I think. Check with your doctor before you do that.
You didn't. No, I did. I think we were given the idea that you can do that.
Tom said to me, if you feel it really is, you know, you just give yourself a little rest. But we've got a scan next week. And after see if it's still knocking the tumours back a bit.
Yeah, we won't get the results next week, though.
Yeah, no. I mean, the problem is when you're at stage four, there is no cure. So at some point, it's going to get you. And you just have to you just have to decide whether, you know, 6 months of being able to live reasonably normally, do things, go places and all of that is better than... I mean, to be honest, I've been in and done some other work this week. And I was completely, I thought, it's not difficult what I do. It's, you've done it, you know, it's quite easy, blah, blah, blah. I'm not degrading what people do in the media. Well, some of them I am.
I think blah, blah, blah describes it quite well.
Do you? Yeah. I just felt completely knackered. One of the other side effects, I mean, everybody who has cancer has a low amount of energy. That's one of the main things. But the soles of my feet, which is another side effect of the chemo I'm on, and I didn't know, but, you know, when I first had cancer 25 years ago, there was only sort of one kind of chemo, wasn't there, really?
I don't know. I wasn't alive then.
Oh, sorry, no. I'm so sorry, darling.
I was alive, but I wasn't involved in cancer at that time of my life.
But there are now quite a few different sorts of chemotherapies for different cancers. And the one I'm on is sort of been around for a few years, but it seems to be working on reducing the tumours. The problem is you don't know what else it's doing. And the soles of my feet are fine when I'm just sitting and not doing anything but walking on them.
Yeah, what with that and your bad hip?
Yes.
You are having a bit of your mobility is impaired, I think is probably the way to describe it.
I'm looking my age.
But at least when you're at work, you just have to be sitting down, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing should be particularly hurting then.
No. No, until the director says, I'd like you in this shot, James, standing up.
Yeah, just have to say, I'm afraid that's a no.
Well, I could do it for a couple of minutes. I mean, I can walk. I'm not, you know, but I can't.
It's not in a fashion.
It's not terribly pleasant.
You do walk like somebody who has got something wrong with them.
Well, I have.
I know, but up until now, it hasn't. You can't really tell. But
no.
At the moment, when you're sitting down, you can't really tell. But when you're walking, you can tell.
I mean, that was the problem. But I was at work for quite a little while in the week. And I think some of my mates at work because I've been talking about this for a few years now. I was, you know, diagnosed with terminal cancer, 5 years nearly?
Four years, four and a half,
whatever.
July 2020.
Yeah, okay.
So it's 4 years.
4 years and a bit.
Well, 4 years and...
Almost 4 years. We should have celebrated.
4 years and 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm still here. So there we are. But I think a lot of my colleagues are a bit shocked with my walking or lack of it. But, you know, I can't do anything about it. So
at least it might stop people saying you're pretending.
Mm. And a lot of people do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Even that Channel 5 programme, I can't remember what it was called now, about the late night talk show host who ended up pretending he had cancer. It's all very spooky. I'm not pretending, by the way, guys. So anybody says, maybe if they've got some money, it will be worth suing. You never know, do you?
I don't think so, honey.
Don't you? Oh, damn, that would have been fun. Well, it would have been.
Not my idea of fun.
No, it's quite
getting embroiled in a court case.
No, I don't think I'll bother.
I'm just looking for peace and serenity in life at this stage.
I know.
Not taking on battles with idiots.
Maybe that's what keeps me going. No, it's not. It's your beautifulness.
Yes, that's true. That's your fun in life, isn't it? Having battles with idiots.
Well, somebody's got to do it. In a verbal way, not a violent way. Some people
are actually quite clever that you have battles with and they're right and you're wrong, but we won't go there.
No, they're not right, darling. It's because you and I have a difference of opinion on certain issues.
We do.
And then you say...
They are the banned subject.
Then you say, and I won't mention, then you say, I don't watch the news anyway. And I say, well, why are you talking about it with such gusto?
I've never heard you say that, but... Anyway,
have you not?
Moving swiftly on.
Well, that was what's in my mind.
Yes. Lots of things happen in your mind that don't happen in reality.
Well, that's bloody lucky. Because that would be mayhem, wouldn't it? Really and truly. And other people say, how dare you take the mick out of what is a very serious subject? We're not taking the mick out of it. We're sort of telling you how we cope with it.
Who says that?
Social media is not somewhere you should go.
I don't.
No,
I try not to.
You came in last night.
I did spin out very, very rarely.
So some of these people have been really horrible. I don't think you should share some of your thoughts. and
well, that
posting.
Was just a nice photo of you and Luke. It wasn't even, you didn't have any words with it.
No. I know. I find it quite fun. As long as people are talking about you, that's what they say.
Oh, it was just like a tiny bit of it, wasn't it? Yeah, just people.
Don't let them get at you.
But if you don't even read anything, then they can't, can they?
No, no.
That's my modus operandi.
Yeah.
The news is too depressing to even...
Well, that's why I wonder how you formed opinions about certain things. Oh, the magpie's just...
Reading science journals and stuff like that.
Science journal.
Yeah. I read the New England Journal of Medicines.
Do you?
And
oh my God.
Nature. Of course I do, because I've got a science background.
You have. It's how funny how...
And I'm always looking for research into the cancer thing.
Yeah.
Just in case I can find something.
Oh, darling, I love you.
Drag you around a bit longer.
I love you.
Sopping soppy.
I love you.
And the podcast.
I love you. Oh, sorry, I forgot we were doing that. I'd forgotten that was on.
You're all right. I think you're all right, too.
Podcasts are the fashionable thing now. We've done this for over a couple of years, haven't we? No.
No, you do it. You're saturating again.
Sorry.
We're only on episode 78 or 79 or something like that.
Okay, let's say a year and a half, isn't
it? Yeah, maybe.
And everybody's doing a podcast now.
Yeah, I think that they had started before we did, though. I don't think we were...
No, they did.
We weren't pioneers,
no,
honey.
Absolutely not. But I think we're pioneers of just sitting and doing it on our iPhone.
Yes, in our pyjamas.
In our pyjamas. Sure. My legs are not as white as they were.
No, now just a sort of pale cream, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
More or less gammon.
No, gammon is pink.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't got much to say about my cancer, really, except that the chemo is driving me completely insane.
Yeah, that is horrible. But you're off to work tonight. I'm excited because I'm going to the theatre with Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see A View from the Bridge.
Picks the night when I'm working, so I can't go.
Anyway, it's a mummy and daughter night. I did actually say to Holly, she needs to pick a show that I can go to with her because I think Holly's more show, more musical than play. But she hasn't come back to me on that yet.
I'm sure she will. But have a lovely time.
Well, thank you. I will.
And I'll see you afterwards.
You will?
Yeah. You do know we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Fully aware.
Oh, good. 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 So next Thursday, we go and talk to Tom.
Yes, next Thursday and you have your scan.
Yeah. But talk to Tom about whether or not the dose of chemo. I'm on a different dose, aren't I, now, than I was. But it doesn't seem to. Well, it doesn't make much difference because I'm on it every day.
Yeah, but it's meant to be more bearable side effects, but you are still suffering quite a bit. Mm. So,
yeah. It's one of those things.
It is. We'll see what Tom says.
Yeah. And then you think about all the other things going on in the world. You think, why am I moaning? Because I've been lucky. I'm, you know, had 70-odd years of good life, son. But you just get a bit fed up sometimes, don't you?
Yes. On that note.
No, I think we've got to find a cheery note. Whatever your views on the climate and weather and all that rubbish, the roses have done remarkably well this year.
Well, no, darling. Lots of them have got black spot. We've got fungus all over the roses because of the wet weather.
No, but look at the blooms.
Oh, that one over there is blooming nicely, yes.
Look at the hydrangea. What?
Water-loving one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I prefer sunshine myself. I just thought this summer's been appalling and I would
Well, you're a very, very brown colour for having never been in the sun.
Well, any chance it does come out, I do get out there, but it's just a bit of a shame there's not been more of it.
Oh.
Because that does cheer you up. It does lift the mood. This grey, sludgy weather is just depressing, isn't it?
I have to be honest, we've had some really hot days.
About three.
Most of the week has been really hot. And that doesn't seem to play very well with cancer.
No.
And chemo. So maybe there is a bit of a... thing. Maybe, you know, if you have cancer and
you are meant to keep out of the sun when you're on chemotherapy.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Mm.
Oh, right.
I do keep telling you.
You do keep telling me,
like, put your sun cream on, get your hat. It's like having a toddler.
Oh, that's great. I've gone up in your estimation. Oh, dear. Yeah, I think I'm going to have another cup of coffee.
And I'm going to make you sourdough crumpets with Marmite and a poached egg, Burford Brown eggs, with
brilliant.
Some crispy bacon on the side, if you fancy that.
I do.
Right. Well, yeah. I shall go and get my pinny on.
And I fancy that as well. Have a good time. We'll see you again on Tales of the Whales.
Goodbye.